Roman numeral number 3. Christ is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, and the shepherd of our souls. John 10:10-11. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A. As the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. 1. He laid down his soul life, his human life, to accomplish redemption for his sheep, that they may share his Zoe life, his divine life. 2. He leads his sheep out of the fold into himself as the pasture, the feeding place where he may eat freely of him and be nourished by him. 3. The Lord has formed the Jewish and Gentile believers into one flock, the church, the body of Christ, under his shepherding. John 10:16. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must lead them also, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. B. God brought up from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant. Hebrews 13:20. 1. The eternal covenant is to consummate the new Jerusalem by shepherding. 2. The eternal covenant is the covenant of the New Testament to gain a flock, which is the church issuing in the body of Christ and consummating in the New Jerusalem. C. As the chief shepherd, Christ shepherds his flock through the elders of the churches. 1. Without the elders shepherding, the church cannot be built up. 2. The elders shepherding should be Christ's shepherding through them. D. As the shepherd of our souls, the pneumatic Christ oversees our inward condition, caring for the situation of our inner being. 1 Peter 2:25. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1. He shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our soul and by exercising his oversight over the condition of our inner being. 2. Because our soul is very complicated, we need Christ, who is the life-giving spirit in our spirit, to shepherd us in our soul, to take care of our mind, emotion, and will, and our problems, needs, and wounds.